So the plan was to ask our friend Debbie to come on this podcast, but unfortunately she's ill. We have an extra special guest who stepped in at the last moment. And in this bar, Ian, Paul, say a big hola to Teresa.
Hola, Teresa.
Hello, guys. Yeah. Hello.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for joining us.
You're enjoying the holiday, then?
Absolutely loving it. Yeah, fantastic. First time on a dancing holiday abroad, and I would highly recommend it.
Okay, what's your favourite bit so far, then?
Sunshine.
That's true.
Agreed.
I think most people, they're loving the sunshine. The weather's been really good, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
I think a lot of people wish the sun would perhaps go on longer than 5 o'clock. But
100% agree. Yeah, but meeting lots of different people, and I think having that community where we're all together.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's been great. The way that we've all kind of eating in the same area, we know what times to go to the bar, we have time to go to the dancing lessons, that we have our own place to dance. It's not like a mixture of like the whole hotel.
Yeah. Right.
So have you been socialising with people in the bar area at mealtime as well?
Yeah, when we go down for dinner, like, you know, when they have like people that you can go and sit and join at a table, and that's just been lovely. And then you maybe the next night you go and sit down and you mix with somebody else, and it's lovely. And then you're all going in saying hello, hello.
Right,
and
right.
I just feel like it's just very friendly and welcoming. And
okay, so just to set the scene, we're in a really large hotel, which I would say is probably 1,000 people, maybe
1,000 people,
and there's probably about 150 of us.
50 of us, right? Yeah.
So I guess we're quite segregated, are we, from the rest of the hotel?
Yeah, I think we've got the opportunity, if you wanted to mix with the rest of the hotel.
Okay.
But because you're here like a little dancing family that you haven't really met or know them. Because I didn't know anyone.
Yeah, there's still plenty of people to get to know, isn't there?
Yeah, 100%.
Within that community. And then
coming from not knowing anybody, and then meeting people that they've all come in, like some people have come in groups, some people have come on their own, some people have come as a couple, some people have come on their own. And everyone's mixing, and it's nice.
Oh, cool.
I really like that.
One of the things we've done in all our podcasts, really, is talk about the social side, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way of people making friends, single people, people in couples already. And what you've said there is the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is an opportunity to make friends with people.
Yeah. No, 100%.
You don't necessarily have to bring someone with you. You can come on your own.
Yeah, and that's what's
still
nice.
And still meet friends while you're here. And obviously form nice relationships, you know, friendly relationships with them.
Yeah.
And probably, hopefully, see them in different venues around the country.
That's what's going to be really nice.
Because we see lots of people from the venues where we go to, like Southport, Stockport, and the local area where we dance.
But interestingly, we do, three of us get around, but we didn't have that many people, did we?
No, we were surprised, weren't we, the first night when we got introduced. There was the only people that we knew was really the ones that was on our plane or on planes that came locally. And then all of a sudden I met two ladies that I normally dance with at Stockport, so that sort of helped me because I knew I'd got two more ladies I could dance with. But, you know, it's just getting to know other people from all around the country.
Yeah.
So just set the scene then. I mean, you know, Pauline and I are from Derby, East Midlands area. Where are you from?
I live in Ramsgate at the moment.
Okay.
And then people who aren't from the dancing world thought you had to come with a partner. And I don't have a partner, and I'm trying to explain to them, anyone can come. It's open to everyone, and that's how you meet people.
It's just fantastic to be able to go on your own. And presumably, we've discussed in the past, do you feel safe going to Ciroc events?
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
Correct. This is what we've discussed in the past, isn't it, Paul? That the ladies will feel safe and comfortable because that's the way the environment has been set, hasn't it, by most of the venues.
Exactly, because you leave your drink there and you come back to it. And most of us don't, like, we just drink water or soda water and lime, that's the most popular drink, but you can drink alcohol.
You can, if you want.
And then you leave your handbag there and your jackets and you don't think about it. You're on the dance floor and that's it.
I mean, in fairness, for what you just said about the alcohol, I never drink when I go to class or freestyle. I'm afraid I've had to break the rule while I've been here.
Oh.
I think we've all broken the rules.
I think we know you.
Looking at the way you're nodding there, Teresa, you've also done that as well, haven't you?
Oh, have you been drinking on this holiday as well, then?
I have. And I've never had a drink and danced.
Okay.
And then, so it was a big thing, like having a drink at dinner. Yeah. And then you go on the dance floor and it was like, oh my goodness. Oh,
okay, what happened then?
No, it was okay because I didn't have too many drinks. I drank water and soda for the rest of the night. I was fine.
Yeah. Okay.
What about me and you, John?
I know, yeah. Unfortunately, we had like a little bit of a session
the other day. Yes. Yeah. It got a bit messy, didn't it?
It was very messy, actually. Yeah. One woman actually said to me, you're a bit rough. I'd like dancing with you, but you're a bit rough today. So I was like, okay, right. I had to turn it down a tiny bit.
Yes, I remember hearing lots of giggling from your corners.
Oh, there was.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
That was Marion.
Oh, yeah. We'll blame on Marion. Yeah. That's true, actually, because with the normal venues that we kind of go to for freestyle events, you're driving there, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you also can't drink.
Straight away, you know you're not going to drink when you get there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're drinking and driving.
So I guess the holiday is a bit different in that you can just stagger back to your room.
Cars at the airport back in the UK, so that's where it stays until we fly out back tomorrow.
Would you recommend drinking then before dancing?
I don't associate the two together.
No.
And I think when you're back at home, the reason that we can all go out a lot is because we don't drink.
Don't drink, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think if people go out to the pub and that's their social thing, that's quite expensive, I think, nowadays.
True.
Whereas I think with dancing, you could go out for two or three nights and spend probably the same money, and you've gone out that much during the week. So, I would actually quite mix it. Because it's exercise as well.
True. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you don't want to be mixing exercise with, and even though it can be at different levels, do you mean it doesn't have to be crazy? You can go whatever level you want to go at, but it's still exercise. You're not going to walk down the road and be drinking a bottle of wine, are you?
To move on to the dancing, Teresa, as a follower, right? Teresa's maybe for the men to ask you, okay? So we will always be asking Tom, that we, you know, that Tom has this ambition, wherever he goes, to first of all dance with every single lady.
Indeed.
So you've danced with just about everybody on this holiday.
Yeah.
I don't think I've got around so many.
Right.
How do you view that? Are you happy to just go out there and ask people, and have you been doing that on this holiday?
It does take a lot of confidence to do it.
Yeah.
Definitely. The first night, I have to say, I was a bit like, oh my goodness.
Why the
And everyone's so brilliant, and oh my goodness. And will I go and ask them, would they mind, you know, would his, you know, if they're like in a big group or, so I was quite nervous. And then a friend of mine had said, when you're on the dance floor, before you walk off, try and work out who you're going to ask. And then carry on
Sorry, while you're dancing, you're working out who next. Wait a minute, I thought you were meant to pay complete attention to your
partner.
This
is song ends.
Oh, as the song ends.
You're kind of looking for the next person.
Rather than, because sometimes it's harder when you walk back to your seat to get back up to go, who will I ask?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier
to... You've got to have an immediate target. Moment you walk off the dance floor.
Oh, you could have like maybe three.
Yeah.
And you just kind of make eye contact with somebody and then you start
dancing. Is there an eye contact thing then to
sometimes.
Oh, okay.
That's where you've been going wrong, John.
You
have to go around the whole dance floor first before you find someone.
That's the thing is that I don't realise I'm doing these things, but now that you mention it, I do when I'm walking around, like, I don't want to dance with her like now, so I'm not going to make any eye contact. And then I like make eye contact to someone across the room, and then I go to them.
We've seen you run across the room.
Is it
in a special track? He's like, I'm going to dance.
Exactly.
That's the one I want to dance with. That's the one I want to dance with next.
So, Teresa, the question would be: are these people easier to ask to dance than, say, if you went to a freestyle back home?
Back home, yeah.
After the first night, I became more and more comfortable. It's just getting used to the new people. And also too, it's you get used to your own center and the people and the level of dancing, and then you come somewhere else and you're seeing different moves and different styles, and you're like going, wow, I wonder, can I do that? Will I be able to keep up with it? And then you realize when you're dancing with people, you go back and you do your own thing, they do their own thing, and everyone's very gentle. And if you make a mistake, you just laugh.
So it's helping that you can go one night, then the next night, then the next night, then the next night.
Definitely.
Whereas if you went to a freestyle, you might seasonally, then you might bump into them again for a month, for 2 months.
I think once you've already danced with them too, it's broken the ice, hasn't it? Whereas now, if I've danced with you on the dance floor, I've got them the confidence to go up and ask you. If I'm sitting down, I'll have the confidence to go up and ask you. But it does. I've spoken to men and they said that they have to, like, you know, they think about it too. It's not just the women thinking about it. And other times you get someone who's very smiley and you just know that they're... But nobody ever says no. It's just that we're not used to doing that. Do you know what I mean? Even when we were growing up as kids, we waited for the boy to come and ask us. I didn't go and ask the boy.
But so my question though, do you think because of this holiday environment and the fact we can see each other all day long, it is we're all mixing much more. It's easier to ask people to dance, do you think?
But I think people have been slowly mixing, haven't they? We're all getting to meet each other as the weeks go by, kind of thing.
Initially, you're still in your comfort zone, aren't
you?
Initially, and then as the week goes on, you're a bit more confident in going out of that and asking someone that you're probably not dancing.
I guess there is a familiarity thing, isn't there? Because you are seeing the same people for several days in a row.
But it still takes courage to go and out of your comfort zone to go and ask someone you've not danced with.
You see,
so
my tactic is always to go and like do a dance with everyone in the room. And what I've actually found this time, which I didn't realise it, but it's kind of happened, is that on the first day I kind of dance with all the ladies. So then they actually know who I am. So then they can kind of come. In fact, you came to ask me to dance, I think, at one
stage. I built up courage.
And in fact, the other day, I think it was Wednesday or something, I just wasn't in the mood to dance. I was in there and I was hearing the music and I weren't really liking the music. But a lady came to ask me to dance, who I danced with earlier. So I was like, yes, okay, had a dance with her. And it was like, oh, actually, I'm now getting into the mood. And then I stayed on the dance floor like another four dances. So actually, it is kind of great how you start to know people and get them to.
So Tom, let me ask you, this is about 140 dancers on this holiday. So that means that's 70 ladies.
Right.
Did you get around all 70 on the first?
Absolutely. Yeah, you've got to get around everyone. Yeah.
So you've definitely danced with every single one.
Yeah, I've danced with every lady.
You could do 25, 30 each
Teresa,
hour. Okay,
so Teresa, how many do you think you've danced with?
How many men have you danced with?
Those 70.
I don't know. There has been a lot. I think it would be... I could go around and count who I haven't danced with. Possibly. Because sometimes you don't... See, he's putting his hand up.
You're not dancing with Ian.
Sorry, Ian. It's just sometimes you miss people or you're on the dance floor.
Because they're on the dance floor at the same time and the next time you move on, they're not available again, are they?
No, and then sometimes
you're
people...
You're very popular on the dance floor.
We tagged you.
You did, I know.
Oh, yeah,
the first time I've danced with you, and you came
Ian
to me
was
and said,
one of those
I need to dance with you individually, and we've still not done it. So we did tag you.
You did.
So that was the only that's the only time I've danced with you.
I have to say, that was hilarious, because I've never experienced
never
that.
You've never tagging before?
No, I hadn't even seen it done before, and I was like, wow.
Wow.
I'm
glad you said big, because we always think it's a big wow.
Yeah.
Explain tagging.
Yeah. We haven't actually explained tagging. It was one of the things that we were going to do in a later episode, but now's the perfect time to do it. And that is when, like, one guy is dancing with a lady, and then suddenly another guy comes in and just takes her away. And then, like, sometimes, because there's three of us, we like to interject a third person in there sometimes as well.
And then we take it in turns, don't we?
Taking turns. And the important thing is that we do not let the lady know we are going to tag. It's random.
Yeah.
Because the idea is so you're not aware. So the second person will try and stand off and make themselves look as though they're not there. It doesn't always work, because once you get a reputation, we have found now that some of the ladies are expecting us to tag them because
they
can see one of us just standing off on the periphery of the dance floor. But in general, they love it. I think we've only had one.
I'll just tell you this as well. Yeah. We don't tag just anybody.
No,
because
we don't.
Got to be a reasonable dancer, or else they're going to get a bit fazed by it. So you came with a recommendation from
Tom. So that's why you got chose that night.
Oh, well, thank you.
How did you feel in the tagging?
Absolutely loved it. I was thinking, I wish I was recorded, yeah. I could show it to my children.
The information I'd like is, because this is one of the things that we do get complimented on by the ladies, is the changeovers. Did you find the changeovers from one male to the next being right for you, and you were able to then continue the dance through without having to stop? Because that is something that we pride ourselves on, isn't it, Paul?
No, I honestly think
we do pride ourselves on the fact we can make the dance flow with the three of us.
Have
you ever seen tagging before?
No. That's what totally shocks me.
I know we haven't talked about tagging a lot, and we will. But it's just one of those great things, isn't it, about this dance community, that you can do it, the ladies enjoy it, and it's all part of the great fun we have.
But the other thing is, although you enjoyed it, we also enjoy carrying out the tagging as well. Don't we, lads? Because I do.
Yeah. I think there'll be some more tagging
tonight. Yeah. Because it's the last night, so there will be more tagging.
It is true, you were all smiling, and that's the nice thing about people on the dance floor. Right, everyone's smiling, aren't they? Definitely.
Would you recommend this kind of holiday then?
Highly. Even if you're in a couple, if you're single, I would highly recommend it. And I think it doesn't matter what level you're at, and I'm going to come back again and do it.
Yeah?
Definitely. Because it's, it's a different holiday to just going lying on a beach.
Right.
It's quite an active holiday, but then it hasn't been, you've got the day to relax as well, and there's been lessons. So it's just been really nice.
Have you been doing any other activities then?
Well, I met a friend today and he took me into the sea, and I hadn't been into the sea for how many years? That was a massive thing. I kind of forgot the cold and I was looking for the fish.
I feel a bit bad because, yes, I was promising you some fish and we didn't see any out there.
No, but apart from the walking and eating, that's what I've done. A lot, so I did come to relax as well because I was I was a bit tired.
Do you feel relaxed though?
I do actually, even though it's been a busy night dancing, I actually do feel relaxed.
Right.
Because I had then the day to relax in the sunshine. Okay. So it does feel like it's been a holiday.
Because personally, I found that like on about day three or day four, I needed some more time to myself because it's kind of like we're doing lessons in the morning, there's activities, we're playing tennis, we're playing other games and sports, and we're dancing till like 2, 3am in the morning. And actually, I was wiped out, I think, by day four.
I had a night off. Night when I didn't go out at all. I just wasn't getting enough sleep. You did the same.
I had a night last night. So shattered, I had to leave the dance floor about half past 11, which is why I didn't see anybody. I had one dance all night. Just the music wasn't doing it for me, because I like the faster music, and I found that this is a lot slower than I'm used to, because I do like fast modern jive. I just had to go, and I had nearly 9 hours sleep last night. So you need a break from it. You need to balance what you're doing during the day to what you want to do at night. And sometimes we don't get it right, do we?
But it's the last night tonight.
We'll be there till
the very end.
The very end.
We'll hopefully be about 2 o'clock in the morning.
The last ones to leave the dance floor.
Yeah. Yep, usually it is us. So, thank you very much, Louise, for sharing your experiences around here.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Teresa. Yeah, thank you very much, Teresa, for coming and giving us your insight. It's been fabulous. It's nice to get that view, isn't it, lads?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.